As Barry said, it's good to see each one here this morning, and thankful for the good songs and the prayer. It's good to see those that are regular members and those that are visiting. We have some good friends visiting with us today, and they're no strangers to us, but they're dear to many of us. And you being here means a lot to me. And when we come together on the first day of the week, it's to worship God. It's all about God and worshiping Him and remembering His Son's sacrifice and what God has done for us, and offering up praise to Him, building up one another, edifying one another, encouraging one another, and yes, even warning one another, and sometimes admonishing one another as we come together as a group. Because as a congregation, we represent Christians in this area. And being a Christian, we represent Christ, the Son of God. And when He was on earth, He represented Himself well, better than any man ever has or ever will. Because Jesus left the perfect example. He did no sin. He did right toward all people. Yet Jesus was done wrong so many times. Think about how many times He was threatened, and how many times He was tempted, and how many times the Jews came to Him trying to figure out a way to catch Him and deceive Him and cause Him to say something that they could catch Him in His trap and accuse Him of breaking the law of Moses so they could take Him out of the way. And then there was Herod and some of those people of that time, governing officials that were afraid of Jesus and wanted to find out who this man is that someone was claiming that He was going to be a king. So they went after Him. So Jesus was the man that left His laid everything out for me and for you. We don't ever forget that. This week I've talked to a few people about Jesus and about Him and who He is. And some of them were Christians, some of them were not. Some of them are just people that you wouldn't think maybe even have much faith. But when you get to talking to them, you find out that they know that there is a God and that He has a son named Jesus who actually came to this earth and was born of a woman and lived and did not sin and shed His blood on a cross and suffered, yes, for them and for me and for you. And this morning we're here to worship God and remember all that. And as we think about that in His Word, I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful that you're here. And wherever people are meeting today to worship God, we hope that they're safe. We pray that they have a peaceable service, and that we pray that our service here will be in spirit and truth, and decently and in order. If you want to turn in your Bibles, we're going to read a few verses this morning from Psalms chapter 119, verses 105 through 112. But before we read those verses, I want to offer a few disclaimers. First of all, the ability that I have came from God. And I realize that the older I get, the feebler I become, and the more opportunities I have to be with my wife and my family and with you, I realize where more every day, where my strength has come from in life, where my blessings have come from, and I'm receiving more blessings in life than I ever realized I had. And I hope you will think about that every day too, how we're so greatly blessed. And I realize every day more and more about the fact that sometimes when I think something's wrong, I just need to shake it off and move on. Sometimes when I think maybe I need to complain, Barry, maybe I just don't need to complain or tell you about my problems. Maybe I just need to leave you alone, let you live your life and go to God in prayer and man up in Christ and serve God and serve Him faithfully. You see, God provides us the things we need. And we have the opportunity and the knowledge and the ability to go after those things. And what we need, what everyone needs, is the Word of God. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning in this lesson and the next lesson. And then the Lord's willing, if you'll permit me, and if I'm able, and the Lord's willing, between now and the time Michael gets here with our gospel meeting, we want to have about 8 lessons concerning the world and daily issues and the Bible versus daily issues of man and the Bible's teaching about everyday problems. Because you read the Bible, and you start in Genesis 1, you go all the way through Revelation. Yes, it is the Word of God. It came from Him. It tells us who God is, who we are, where we came from, how we came to be here, what our responsibilities are, what our options are in the future, and how we're going to choose those options, either to serve God, and what two choices we can make, serve God or serve the devil, and in between times, what are we doing with our life? The Bible does all that. But the Bible is a book, the Word of God, different from any book that's ever been written. So it is the Word of God. And so we need to go and take time. I need to take time, and perhaps it'll help you in these lessons, I hope. At least the Word of God will help you. I may not be able to help you, but the Word of God will help me in the fact that we look at the situation we're in right now in our society, not only where we live, but around the world. Now, this is not anything new to mankind. It's always been symptomatic over the years, through the centuries, of mankind thinking on many times that he knew more than God, or that there is not a God, and that he can control other people and control what they want to do and leave God out of it. And there are people today who want to control me and control you. And if we try to have good virtues and good values and serve God, they'll condemn us. They'll come at us. They'll get in their face and they'll try to stop us and they'll try to cause us to get discouraged. But we can't do that. We must not do that, because when we look at the Bible deals with daily issues. Go back and look at Moses' sermons. Go back and look at the prophets when they talked to the children of Israel. Yes, they talked about God and his message, but his message was a message of the day for the situation at hand of whatever century, whatever week, whatever day it was. On the day of Pentecost, when Peter preached the first sermon, it was the message of the day. The people had come to Jerusalem from 15 or 16 different nations, those Jews, there to observe the day of Pentecost. And when the Holy Spirit came, questions came up. People accused those men, the apostles, of being drunk. And so Peter stood up and he spoke to those people and he explained it to them. But what did he do, folks? He explained it to them on the situation and the issue of the day. You are saying that these men are drunk, but not so. It's yet the third hour of the day. This is what's happened. Let me tell you the issue of the day, folks. It goes all the way back to the prophet Joel, who spoke of Jesus, the Son of God, and prophesied that he would come. This is that Jesus whom you crucified that we're talking about today, that sent this power to us, the Holy Spirit. And this was, he said this would be poured out into all nations, and this is the day. Peter told them that. What did he deal with? The issues of the day. In my gospel preaching over the last 50 years, I'm thankful to be able to do that. And I've tried to stick with the Word of God and not add to it or take from it. Give good Bible lessons that would help me. And if they help me, maybe they'll help others. But then you hear some preachers preach, and they get up, and they'll talk about the problem of the day. The problem of the day. And sometimes they'll talk about the problem of the day, but they don't bring in the Word of God to bring the solution for the problem of the day. So hopefully the next 5 weeks or four, we can have some lessons that will show about the Word of God and the issues of the day, and how, yes, the Word of God has always dealt with the issues of the day. Think about Paul when he went to Jerusalem. To Athens, when he was in Athens, and he was going through the city. And he walked through the city and he looked around and he saw all of these idols. And he realized that this city was taken in idolatry. And he spoke to them. He was able to get in the middle of the Areopagus there and speak to those people. And he says, I see that you are very superstitious. Some versions say, I see that you are very religious. You built all these idols. And here you have an idol that says to the unknown God. And then so what did he do? The issue of the day was, they were just building idols for their gods that they had in their mind, the gods of the stars and the moons or whoever it was they were worshiping. And he said, I'm going to deal with the issue of the day while I'm walking through Athens. I'm going to talk to you about the issue of the day. And the issue is, you don't know God. And he told them who God is. He said, let me tell you who God is. God is he that created this heaven and earth. It is in him that you live and move and have your very being. And so Paul dealt with what? The issue of the day. The issue of the day. And he told them who God is. So, sometimes I talk to people Christians even, and they don't want to talk about the issues of the day. They think it's going to go away. They think it's something that, well, it's just there for a little while. No, the issues of the day are bad, some of them. It's always been that way. There's always been issues of the day. Now, there was issues at Sodom and Gomorrah. The issue of the day when Lot got there, he vexed his righteous soul because of all the sin, and they couldn't even find 10 righteous souls in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah because they were so sorry. They did not obey God. It was full of sodomy, homosexuality. And what did God do? He dealt with the issue of the day. He burned the city up. Why? Because it was filled with homosexuality, sodomy, and sin. God deals with the issues of the day. And there's coming a day when I'm going to stand before God in judgment. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. And you're going to stand before God in judgment. And we're going to be judged by His Word. So what Charles needs to do is I need to take the Word of God and I need to apply it to my life on the issues of the day in my life. And if I've got sin in my life, I need to listen to Him and do what He tells me to do to get that sin out of my life. I need to listen to God on the issues today and see what He tells me in His Word it is that I need to be doing better that I haven't been doing right. And I need to listen to His Word and find out is what it is that He says I need to be doing that I haven't been doing. I need to study His Word and find out what it is that I need to stop doing that I've been doing that I shouldn't have been doing. Now, these are serious things. And I don't know how to talk about them other than in a serious way. So, the issues of the day. These teenagers, they've got a good family. They've got good parents. They've been brought up by good parents and taught the Word of God. Good grandparents. They've been around good Christian people. But they're going to have to go out and face the issues of the day. At work, in business, in society. Whatever it is, they're going to have to face the issues of the day and the protection for that and the diligence, the understanding to how to get through that and work through it and not give up and not get caught up in the issues and the sins of the day is to be prepared with the Word of God on our hearts and keep it in our mind so it can protect us. We're going to get to Psalms chapter 119 and read these verses in a few minutes. But there's a few other disclaimers. I talked about the fact that our blessings come from God. It is in Him that we live and move and however it be. Well, another disclaimer, James, is this, that as you get older, maybe it hadn't happened to you, but sometimes I call people by the wrong name. Sometimes I forget people's names. Sometimes when I'm talking about the Bible, I may call Peter, Paul, and Timothy, Titus. And not mean to. And if by mistake I call Jesus Paul or Barnabas Philemon, please forgive me. It's not that I'm doing it intentionally. It may be that I'm feeble and human and make some mistakes sometimes, and I do. So that's a disclaimer that I may call somebody with a wrong name in this sermon. If I do, let me know. I'll try to remember and fix it. If I teach error, come out after the service and let me know and I'll change it in the next service. But if it's a human mistake, calling somebody the wrong name a couple of times or calling the wrong verse, the wrong chapter out, let me know if you want to. I'll be glad to receive it in a good way. But the disclaimer is that I've never been able to quote every verse exactly, call every name precisely, and put all the ducks in the row, put every verb and adverb and noun and pronoun and adjective in place. And I've never been able to pronounce every word in the Bible and put the emphasis and break it down and break it down into syllables and do it exactly right. And so, there's a disclaimer. If I say pronounce the word wrong and it's close, please forgive me, because the older you get, the harder it is. And when you see younger men get up and you hear younger men preach, it's a blessing to hear them be able to get up and open the Bible and read it and speak every word in a good way. to be able to follow their notes and follow their outline and just speak in a good way. That's a blessing to see younger men coming on and teaching and preaching and to see the ability they have and think that, I wonder if I ever had that ability at all. And so we're thankful to be here today to worship God. So bear with me, the Lord's willing, if we're able to live and be here the next few Sundays. And we'll talk about the Bible and the issues of the day. But let's go to Psalms chapter 119 and verse 105 and read through 112. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. Think about that. In this entire chapter, and we plan to have other verses read at the Bible reading for the second sermon this morning in this same chapter. But the book of Psalms, especially Psalms 119, talks about the Word of God and how important it is. And so the Word of God is very important. And so as we think about the issues of the day, and the way that mankind has dealt with the Word of God and deals with each other today and deals with truth and right today. Today we're faced with so many disagreements. Sometimes in the church, sometimes in families, sometimes in society, but around the world there's disagreement and it's always been. Nothing new, but it's still an issue of the day. There's disagreements of spiritual things, about things that are morally right or morally wrong, what's right and what's wrong, who are we? Where do we come from? How is it that we exist? And the areas of life, the secular areas of life, there's so much disagreement on it today. There's so much things going on today. There are segments of society that are trying to override anything and everything that comes from God. They're trying to override anyone that's trying to follow God and follow His Word and teach it. They'll deny that God is real. They'll deny that Jesus was even the Son of God. And they'll try to get us to deny that. They'll try to get us to give up serving Him. Some are trying to control others and control their life and manipulate them so that they don't have an opportunity to study the Word of God. And if we're not careful, the world, the people of the world, will manipulate us. They'll feed us through media. I remember when I was a young man and the TVs came out. Some of you can remember that. And the TVs came out, and I remember my grandmother. She said, that's just another device for the devil. And she was a faithful Christian. She said, that's just going to be another device for the devil. And boy, the gospel preachers got on. They preached against television for 10 years. Well, look how many televisions are in houses today. It wasn't the television set. It was what they knew was going to be coming on that set. But it was like they already had the phonograph. They had the radios. They were already reading those things and listening to them. Some people were if they wanted to. But they preached against the TV and the things that were on them that were not right. Not against perhaps the news or just a good program, but they warned that you get to the point over time you won't be able to distinguish what's wholesome and what's not. And before you know it, you're a Christian and you're watching something you think you shouldn't be watching. Next thing you know, you're thinking like the world. Did it happen? Yes, it did. People stuck their nose in the TVs, and then Christians got to the point that the ladies thought that they could undress and walk around in modesty like the people of the world. Sisters in Christ began to think that because, well, you see it on TV. And then men got out there and they thought, well, we can be like the world. Those men look like women. You can't distinguish if he's a man or a woman by looking at his head. So we're going to be just like them. So we had that problem in the 60s. You couldn't tell by looking at a man in a car sometimes if he was a man or a woman. And then you had the problem. You had this problem. Oh, it's okay. And then they had all these advertisements. The Marlboro Man. And all the beer. And the wine. And the drinking. And the partying. And all the things. And the beautiful women. And the temptation. Go out and enjoy. Get the gusto of life. That's what. And what'd you do? Well, did it affect the church? Yes, it did. You had people leaving. You had people getting caught up. caught up in divorces, and you had people living in ways that they had never thought about living before, because what? They let the issue of the day, sins of the day, influx their life, and before long, what you got? You got people in the church that's acting like people of the world. Brethren, we need some gospel songs. We need some gospel meetings in every congregation in this county and everywhere in the world where there are Christians meeting together, and we need to be preached to also, just like the world does. Yes, the world needs to be saved, but we're not the Pharisees, and we don't need to think like Pharisees, and we don't need to be better than thou. We need to humble ourselves before God and work towards serving God and try to share that word with others. And please don't let the influx of society influence us to go out and be liars and thieves and cheats and dress like the world and act like the world and get caught up in the sins of the world. Because we're going to talk about some of the things that condemn worldliness. Galatians 5, 19 through 21. Romans 12, 1 and 2. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. The warnings of things of the world. Are there issues today? Maybe you say they are. Maybe I say there is. God knows the issues. He's always known the issues. And He's always dealt with the issues. And the biggest issue that's ever been dealt with is that God knew that man was a sinner. What am I going to do with man? In His foreknowledge, He knew that I'm going to have to send my son. I'm going to willingly send my son for men and women so they can live, so they can have their sins forgiven, so they can have forgiveness and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm going to do that for them. And you know what? He did that for us. He did that for you, and He did that for me. So folks, I'm warning you. The issues of the day, if other people cheat on taxes, that don't mean we should. If other people are involved in fornication and adultery, well, that don't mean we can be, because God does not accept it. If other people are cheaters and liars and dishonest in business, it don't mean we can be. If other people are dressing immodestly and running around and having parties and drinking alcohol and drugs and putting things in their body that's going to destroy them and possibly take their soul away from them unless they get away from it and get out of it, and someone says, "Oh, the issue of the day is not bothering me. I'll take one drink. I'll take a drink every day or two, and it's not going to bother me." I had a discussion with a man the other day, or heard about this man, not here, but someone that's related to me. And the fact is that, you know, they deal with issues. And I have family members that deal with it. You probably have people that deal with issues. But the issues of the day is that there are people that will tell you that, well, you know, a little social drinking will not hurt anything. But if you'll look back and see the statistics, you'll find out that a little bit of social drinking has led to a lot of alcoholics. A lot of alcoholics. How'd you start? With one drink. How did a pack of cigarettes start a day? With one cigarette. How did it start? How did adultery and fornication start? Sometimes with one look. The wrong look with a lustful heart. I tell you, I didn't get to my first point in this lesson this morning. But I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful to have the Word of God. Please bear with me over the next few weeks, and let's study about the Word of God and the issues today, because He has the answers, and we can accept those answers and put those applications to our lives, and we can be good people even if those around us will not. And if we'll do that, we may help one person around us to come to Christ. And if we lead one person to Christ, success has been made. But if we don't deal with the issues in our own life and live in a way that we can affect others in a good way, then it's going to get worse for our family, our friends, and us. Thank you for your time this morning. He's going to lead us in the invitation. If you're this morning and you have something in your life you need to correct, and we can help you with that, please come while we stand and while we stand.